Well, good morning. Good morning. Anybody there? Tell you what, can you all kind of turn around this way a little bit there? Okay. Okay. Because I want to tell you a little story today, okay? And this is a real story, and it happened in the town of Homestead, Pennsylvania, somewhere near Pittsburgh. Have you ever been to Pittsburgh? Anybody ever been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Okay. Well, in the little town of Homestead, there is a restaurant. You ever been to a restaurant? Okay. All righty. And this restaurant is called Eat and Park. And one day, there were four police officers, and here's a picture of them, who went into this restaurant, and they sat in a booth to have a meal together. All right? And then, a little bit later on, there was a couple who was invited to sit in the booth next to these police officers. But the couple said, I don't want to sit here next to these guys, next to these cops, okay? Because they didn't like police officers. They didn't trust police officers. And one of the police officers even said, it's okay, sir, we're not going to hurt you. There's nothing to worry about. But the couple gave them a nasty look and said, we do not want to sit next to you. And so they were escorted to the part of the restaurant as far away from these police officers as they could get, and they sat down there. Do you think that was a very nice way to treat those police officers? No. The very people who are trying to protect us, right? And that we should treat them that way. But the police officers had a really bright idea. Do you know what they did? They fully understand, you know, that some people don't like them and some people don't trust them. But these police officers decided to return that nastiness with kindness. And those officers paid the restaurant bill of that couple. $28.50. They paid the bill. And not only did they pay the bill, they added the tip, too, for the waitress. A $10 tip. And then they put a little note on the receipt. If you could go to the next slide, we'll see what the note says this. The note said, sir, your check was paid by the police officers that you didn't want to sit next to. Thank you for your support. And they even took care of the tip. And then as the officers left the restaurant, they walked past the table of that young couple who had treated them so horribly, and one of them looked up and said to the police officers, thank you, and gave a smile. That was a great thing to do, wasn't it? But you would smile too, wouldn't you, if your bill was paid? Would you? If somebody paid your bill, wouldn't that make you happy? Do you know what? Somebody has paid your bill. You know who I'm talking about? Do you know who paid your bill? Listen again. Paul says that Jesus canceled the record of the debt that stood against us with its demands. He set it aside, nailing it to the cross. Because of all the things that we've done wrong, all the sins that we've committed, we owe this huge, huge debt to God. It's a big, big bill that none of us can pay. We cannot pay it ourselves. But do you know what Jesus did? He took that bill and he nailed it to the cross and he paid its price for us. He paid the bill for us. He came to this earth. People didn't like him. They treated him badly. But do you know what he did for them? He paid their bill. He took their sins to the cross and paid that terrible debt, just like these police officers paid that debt, that bill for that young couple that treated them so badly. And so today we thank God that our bill has been paid. Who paid our bill? Jesus. Jesus paid our bill for us when he took our debt to the cross and paid its price. So let's pray and give thanks to God, shall we? And you can repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to pay the debt of sin. Help us now, Lord, to live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you for coming up. Okay, God bless you.